With over two decades worth of experience working with Fortune 500 organizations, Mr. Richard Wendell has constructed data science teams from scratch and pioneered organizations moving into advanced analytics. His methodology has been able to impact revenue streams by executing a data strategy to deepen customer insights and relationships. Most recently, Mr. Wendell is a founding member of the board of directors of MIT's International Society for Chief Data Officers. I'm thrilled to have Richard Wendell join us today to tell us more about the goals of a CDO. Because, according to Gartner, by 2019, 90% of large organizations will have a chief data officer.
Sure, Cindy. Happy to. So, you know, the world around us is changing very, very fast, particularly when we start talking about information and technology. So, you know, I was looking at Google Analytics and Google Trends and some search terms for chief data officer. And the first blip that we start seeing of any significance around chief data officer searches came in late 2011. Then we start to see another uptick in 2012, and more or less since 2013 up through current time, the searches on Google for the word chief data officer are growing at 100% compound annual growth rate. So really substantial uptick. But like many areas in its early days, there are some different meanings for what people mean by chief data officer and the areas of responsibility. You know, we're seeing different flavors of chief data officers, but by and large, they can be characterized in sort of two buckets: the defensive chief data officer and the offensive chief data officer. You know, defensive CDOs often there are a lot of them in financial services. They're more responsible typically for, you know, data governance, reporting, regulatory. And, you know, really critical functions, quite different from the offensive CDOs we're seeing. Offensive CDOs, you know, still can be in financial services, but increasingly in other sectors like life sciences, in retail, in CPG, are, you know, focusing on, you know, transforming companies that want to be 20th century companies that want to be 21st century companies. So really transforming the enterprise around data and analytics, you know, coming out with new ways of using data science to create insights that are truly going to be transformational for the way that business conducts itself into the future. You can see, you know, both called CDOs, but two very, very different missions and mandates.
So what types of insights are CDOs being tasked with looking for?
So the answer to that question is, I think, very largely the job of the CDO, right? So, you know, quite often a CDO, particularly offensive CDOs, this job starts like this. A CEO or a CFO or maybe a CMO says, you know, we want our company to use data science. We want our company to be more data-driven, and we want, you know, we want to, you know, start capitalizing on these new technologies. You know, go figure out what that means for us, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and that's quite often the beginning point for a chief data officer, right? Now, you know, I think on a high level, in my mind, you know, particularly the chief data officers who are looking to drive transformation and innovation have to really successfully string together three critical areas. They have to aggregate data, they have to analyze the data, and they have to get the business to act on the data, right? So this AAA framework is so important. So I think that, and I would just say that, you know, if you get two out of three of those right, you fail. You really, at the end of the day, you know, in the beginning of that value chain is raw data, and at the end is raw dollars. If you mm-hmm. want to get from raw data to raw dollars, you have to check all three of those boxes. And so many organizations focus on that middle slice, the analysis piece, the insights piece. Insight is incredibly important, but insight's only one of those three boxes.
How important is the data? Because that's the name in your job title as CDO.
Yeah. I mean, data is absolutely critical, mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, data is the raw material, the building blocks on which everything else is contingent. So I would argue that data is critical, necessary, but not sufficient. You know, at the end of the day, if all, you know, look, creating the right data that is ready for analysis and driving insight is really, really challenging. I don't want to undermine, you know, the really intense hard work that, you know, comes out of figuring out what to do when your, you know, enterprise has, you know, many, many data centers, or, you know, hit legacy ETL scripting that, you know, is indecipherable and not well documented. I mean, these are just, you know, just two of the many challenges that chief data mm-hmm. officers face in creating good quality data. I would just say, though, that, you know, businesses are here to make money. That could mean different things. It could be on the P&L side, you know, on the in revenue and growth like you're talking about. Or it could be, you know, cost savings, efficiencies, right? Or it could also be over on the balance sheet. I mean, there are many fantastic, you know, data and analytics use cases that hit, that don't hit the P&L, but hit, you know, maybe it's a reduction in inventory that flows over to a cash savings on the balance sheet, or, you know, increase in customer lifetime value, which, you know, has many intangible effects. So I think really across all the company financials, it's really the job of a chief data officer to understand business strategy, corporate strategy well enough mm-hmm. to say, what is the company strategy? Are we here to accelerate revenue and growth? Are we here to transform, you know, our industry? Or are we here to, you know, drive efficiencies? And then, you know, based on that corporate strategy, figure out where are the right strategic levers across the P&L and the balance sheet, and then what data has to be put together, prepared in what way, and used in what combination with analytics to drive those strategic levers.
And for the CDO to highlight, okay, here's why you brought me in, here's what's important to the company, here's how we'll achieve, and here's the roadmap to where we want to go.
Yeah, and here's, you know, here's the money that we're making because I'm yeah. here. I mean, I think that one of the critical, sort of in my opinion, one of the critical, you know, success factors of a chief data officer is being able to translate between the technical language of data and analytics and, you know, the maybe less technical but equally important language of business and strategy. So, you know, when you are talking to a CEO or a board of directors or a CFO or a CMO or whoever it may be, you're not speaking geek right, all the time, right? You're speaking to them in a language that they understand,
right?
And you're talking to them about making money, which ultimately, you know, most businesses are around to make money.
And really for the CDO to speak their language too.
So important, being a good listener. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, CDOs really, you know, in order to know, you know, where to focus and prioritize the really, you know, frankly, expensive investments in data and analytics that companies are making, it's so important to be able to listen to one's stakeholders, be it the GMs or presidents of a large business unit or the chief marketing officer, but, you know, really those partners who, you know, are ultimately going to be critical to the adoption of the insights that are created out of data and analytics that, you know, translate those insights into action and ultimately money. You know, listening to them and what are their priorities is such a really important first starting point because, you know, at the end of the day, if you know, we can be creating the coolest data asset in the world, but if it's not generating insights that people care about or want to act on, it's hypothetical.
Tell us about the relationship between a CDO and a chief marketing officer.
The relationship with the chief marketing officer is really critical. I mean, you know, it's very different for different kinds of companies. Obviously, consumer companies have, you know, very different marketing focus than B2B companies. So, you know, I can't 100% generalize all the time. But, I mean, by and large, marketing is on the front end of the business. Marketing often owns the customers. Marketing is quite often, you know, either responsible for customer acquisition or closely partnered with sales and jointly responsible for customer acquisition and increasingly responsible for, you know, the digital channels, so the web channels to the customer and other digital channels. So, you know, and those digital channels have a lot of data and a lot of analytics. And, mm-hmm. you know, what has happened in a lot of companies is the marketing teams have built up their own sort of ownership of customer data, be it CRM data, be it digital web data, and maybe even some of their own specialized analytics around how to leverage that data to get the right insights from a marketing perspective. And these are all good things, right? All very good things. But you know, from a different perspective, you could also think of that as a silo. And, you know, so what happens in a company where, you know, at the end of the day, say the company's manufacturing a product, right? You know, maybe it's the case that getting up the product that you make to your customer quickly is the largest, you know, the largest driver of customer satisfaction and customer lifetime. So, you know, it makes sense. People want to get their things quickly that they buy, right? Thus Amazon's model. So, you know, well, what if, you know, in a lot of these companies, you know, how quickly, how much of a product you manufacture and how much inventory you store is more on the operations side. And, you know, so what to do in a company where that more operational or transaction data, you know, resides either in operations or in IT, and marketing has digital data. But at the end of the day, the company wants to do the right things for its customers. It wants to get the customers, in this example, their products quickly. Well, you know, and this is a perfect example. I've seen it many times. And, you know, this is where a chief data officer comes in. Chief data officer is, you know, primary job is breaking down these silos and helping a company, you know, optimize its all of its data and analytics through different groups to get to its strategy.
Join us next time as we cover the skills you'll need to thrive as a CDO and to learn more about MIT's International Society for Chief Data Officers.